That music can only mean one thing. We're going to talk about what's happening on the blog in a segment we call On the Blog. 40 years ago this month, a skinny guy with a funny name won the 1968 Boston Marathon. Barack Obama, I'm just conditioned to say that when you hear skinny guy with a funny name. Ambie Burfoot went on to write several books about his sport, including The Principles of Running and Runner's Guide to the Meaning of Life. Thanks to all that running, Ambie Burfoot, still a skinny guy. Today, he'll be running the Boston Marathon again, paced by the Bryant Park Project's own resident ectomorph, Ian Chalog. Here to tell us about it is our web editor, Laura Conaway.
Morning, how are you, Mike?
Great.
Ian left out of here over the weekend with an iPhone, and he has the keys to the Flickr account, which he hasn't wrecked yet. Everything's going great.
What's that verb?
Flickr account, wrecked.
No, he hasn't wrecked.
He hasn't wrecked the Flickr account yet. In fact, he sent one picture from Brooklyn, but he's going to be running today with the great Ambie Burfoot. He's going to tweet the race. We're at twitter.com/BPP if you want to follow that. He's going to try to tweet every mile. He's also going to try to send some pictures. And I think that same iPhone actually takes calls. I think we've got him actually on the line in the cold in Boston. Shall we bring him in? Ian Chicken, how you doing?
Doing well. I'm here. I'm freezing.
I wondered, are you freezing? Is it truly deeply cold?
It's too cold to be wearing the very short shorts that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
If I were better dressed, it would be all right. It's actually a perfect day to run fast. That's not what we're going to do, but yeah. If one were to run fast, this would be a good day to do it.
So this is Ambie Burfoot's 40th anniversary run for his marathon. That must be pretty cool for you to get to go along.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I know he's going to have a lot of stories the whole way, and he's got kind of a pack of old guys, all with better personal records than me, who they have a tradition of doing this. You know, I think they've done it 20 some times.
So are you yourself faster than Ambie Burfoot would be right now?
Do you mean Ambie in his prime or Ambie right now?
Right this second. Can you whoop him today?
Yes.
That's not your job, I know, but...
I could whoop him today.
Does he look scared of that?
I'm sorry?
Does he look scared of that happening?
I think he's okay with that. Having won the Boston Marathon, having been within a second of the American record in the marathon, he's pretty confident in his running ability.
That's kind of amazing, really.
He is how old?
He's in his 60s. I think he's 62.
And you are how old?
Oh, I'm 29.
Yeah, so I don't know.
He's got more experience, you know.
What is your best personal time, Ian?
It's 2:42.
And that is that's inconceivable for me. But you were telling me something really interesting, that the fact that you're running slower, you're a little nervous about it, right? You've never run that long before.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous about it. Yeah, because you think about it, you know, when you're running faster, you're taking a lot fewer steps because your strides are bigger. I have never taken as many steps as I'm going to take today. It's going to be a lot of up and down. I've never been on my feet for 4 hours, which is what Ambie would like to do. So, it could happen that my legs would stop working at about 20 miles today.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever Twittered while you run?
Be interesting.
What about Twittering? Is that unprecedented? You're Twittering while you run?
Yeah, I practiced a little bit over the weekend to see if I could. I ran at 8-minute pace and sent some text messages to my girlfriend. So if I can avoid tripping or running into the other runners, I will be able to give you guys some reports with some typos.
Go ahead and send us a picture now if you can.
Yeah, I'll do that. As soon as we hang up, I'll send you a picture of the masses of people walking into Athletes Village here.
I can't wait to see it. It sounds great. Ian, you guys have a great race. I look forward to reading everything about it on our blog and Twitter feed.
Yeah, we'll do. It'll make it easier knowing you guys are watching.
We're right there with you in, of course, spirit only, because it's too cold and I'm too lazy. And you can follow Ian and Ambie's race on our blog and our Twitter feed, and you could read such updates as half from Boston. We're at npr.org/Bryant Park and twitter.com/BPP. And thanks very much, Laura Conaway.
Thank you, Mike Pesca.